This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Inspiration for literature comes from many places, but perhaps most often from nature. The Kalamazoo Nature Center is partnering with Friends of Poetry, a nonprofit organization in Kalamazoo, to encourage baby boomers, people aged 55 and up, to get outside for a walk and be inspired to write. Sarah Rudgers is the registrar at the Kalamazoo Nature Center, and Elizabeth Kurlikowski is the president of Friends of Poetry. Kurlikowski reads a poem inspired by nature.
Fresh air. Spiders stitched screens to windows over winter. Webs billow briefly like lungs inflating as the hand crank claims another parachute. Each sash screams its virgin lift into spring season. Damp breeze, a blue cocktail below snow, chasing dining room to den. Our vapors disguised as dank air, not exotic, not quite toxic. Exhumed, we are ecstatic at open windows, world seething in, tumble of cat hair, our hair, sagebrush across the Congolium.
Poem by Elizabeth Kurlikowski, and it's about nature, which is what we're going to talk about today. Nature probably inspires most work, or am I out of line saying that?
I think it inspires a lot of work, especially when you consider that I would rather look outside my window than at the television, for sure.
Even better to climb through that window.
That's true.
So we also have Sarah Rudgers here from Kalamazoo Nature Center. Tell us about the program you have coming up on March 27 at the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
Yeah, Boomers and Beyond is a monthly program at the Kalamazoo Nature Center geared for adults 50 and up, although everyone is definitely welcome. People that come to Boomers are interested in the natural world around them, and they want to keep learning. We provide topics that are engaging and give participants an in-depth look at the world. We're excited about the nature poetry program coming up, and I don't know a whole lot about it. That's why we're here to talk with Elizabeth, too.
Because Elizabeth also comes from Friends of Poetry.
Correct.
And you're partnering with the Nature Center, aren't you?
Right. We're trying to move out into the community more. So we wanted to partner with the Nature Center and libraries and anything else. So there's a number of us on the board who like to give workshops. So one of us will be out there at the Nature Center. And I think the program is designed to first spend like 20 minutes or so walking around outside and like observing. Because so often when we're outside, we're like going from one place to the other and not really paying any attention, except for the potholes, to what's out there. And this is a chance to really reflect on some of the small stuff you might miss otherwise.
So I imagine this 20-minute hike is going to be slow, so that you have time to observe things.
Right. It's not a field march. It's kind of a stroll.
Yeah, after all, we are 50-somethings.
Right, at least. And then there will be, I think they'll be given a couple of guidelines to think about while they're walking around, and then we'll get back inside and write.
I have to think most people know what the Kalamazoo Nature Center looks like. But what is that hike? What can they expect to see on it, Sarah?
I can't wait to see the Nature Center trails in March. There will be a few wildflowers starting to pop up. It's going to be spring. Trees, nature, trails.
So is it like through the woods or a mix of terrain or...
The trail we'll go on is probably wooded, very easy trail, easy for anybody who wants to come out and go for a hike.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Do either of you have favorite nature writers that inspire you?
I like Robert Frost. I mean, I think he is a nature writer, and he was a tremendous walker. So he wrote a lot of his poems in his head while he was walking. And I think you can almost hear that in the rhythm of his poem. Mary Oliver is a really popular nature-type poet.
I love Annie Dillard. She's
Annie
not a
Dillard.
Poet, but it's mostly the essays that I love.
But they're very poetic
beautiful.
Essays.
Yes, they are. They are.
Tell us a little bit about what you do, Sarah, at the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
Yeah, I actually am the registrar, so I work with camp registration, field trips, our outreach programs. The Boomers and Beyond program is just a special program that I offered to host, and so I get to know all the people that come out and visit, and it's a fun program.
Boomers and Beyond is actually an ongoing program, and each time you have a different activity.
It is a monthly program, actually. It happens the last Tuesday of every month, except for November and December. Some past topics that we've done are making your yard friendly to native plants. We made seed bombs last month. We've done geocaching with the group. They've learned about invasive species in Michigan. We really try and give them some in-depth programming, some maybe different programs than what the average Nature Center person might be looking for. Another part of the program, we encourage people to bring a sack lunch, and then we have lunch together afterwards and maybe continue the conversations from earlier and just chat with each other.
How large of a group do you usually get?
Varies, especially with the weather, and we have some people that winter in Florida, but probably 10 to 20 people.
And the average age that you usually see?
55 to 75, probably.
Okay.
I don't ask ages when they come in. When needed, we have a golf cart available. They're just people that are excited to be outside, excited to learn, and we try and help them with that.
I'll bet they're really chatty.
Oh, they're fun.
I like that because, you know, what have you got to lose at this point, you know? I'm going to talk about anything.
So give us a little background on you, Elizabeth.
Well, I'm right in between those median numbers she just mentioned, so I think I'm the perfect person to do this, but Andrea England would also be good at doing it. I write poetry and prose. I taught at Kellogg Community College for 20 years and retired, and now I'm busier than I ever thought I would be. And it's all stuff I choose instead of, you know, having to teach a certain class,
yeah,
which I liked, but I like this much better. And I'm doing visual art now, and I'll just talk about this for a second. I'm making chairs I'm not making the chairs. I'm decorating chairs for literary heroines. So I finished my Hester Prynne chair, and I did a Jane Eyre chair. I just finished that. And I'm going to do Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz and Nancy Drew.
And where do these chairs go?
I don't know where they're going to go. I'm going to enter them in an art show.
Very cool.
But they can all be sat on.
Yeah.
That's the crucial thing. It's not a chair unless you can really sit on it. I can come and do stuff like that later, too.
I'm seeing some programs.
I'm doing lampshades also.
Okay.
Very cool. So do you have to pre-register for this? Is there a cost involved?
Just come. No pre-registration needed. If you're a member of the Kalamazoo Nature Center, it's free and included with your membership. If you're not, then we just charge regular admission, $7 for adults. And if you're a senior adult, then it's $6.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Sarah Rudgers and Elizabeth Kurlikowski. The Nature Poetry Walk at the Kalamazoo Nature Center will happen on March 27 at 11 a.m. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.